I was shocked. Mr. P was furious. The only thing you kids are being taught is how to give up. Your friend Rowdy, he's given up. That's why he likes to hurt people. He wants them to feel as bad as he does. He doesn't hurt me. He doesn't hurt you because you're the only good thing in his life. He doesn't want to give that up. It's the only thing he hasn't given up. Mr. P grabbed me by the shoulders and leaned so close to me that I could smell his breath. Onions and garlic and hamburger and shame and pain. All these kids have given up, he said. All your friends, all the bullies, and their mothers and fathers have given up too, and their grandparents gave up, and their grandparents before them, and me and every other teacher here were all defeated. Mr. P was crying. I couldn't believe it. I'd never seen a sober adult cry. But not you, Mr. P said. You can't give up. You won't give up. You threw that book in my face because somewhere inside you refused to give up. I didn't know what he was talking about. Or maybe I just didn't want to know. Geez, it was a lot of pressure to put on a kid. I was carrying the burden of my race, you know. I was going to get a bad back from it. If you stay on this res, Mr. P said, they're going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. We're all going to kill you. You can't fight us forever. I don't want to fight anybody, I said. You've been fighting since you were born, he said. You fought off that brain surgery. You fought off those seizures. You fought off all the drunks and drug addicts. You kept your hope. And now you have to take your hope and go somewhere where other people have hope. I was starting to understand. He was a math teacher. I had to add my hope to somebody else's hope. I had to multiply hope by hope. Where is hope? I asked. Who has hope? Son, Mr. P said, you're going to find more and more hope the farther and farther you walk away from this sad, sad, sad reservation.